Hello, I'm Gil Fronsdal. I'm the teacher at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City. And I have been a Buddhist practitioner for now over 35 years, since the time that I was 20 years old. And I started as a young man, very interested in meditation for sure. And the world of meditation slowly brought me into the world of sitting meditation retreats. The first retreat I signed up for, I think I was about 22. It was a 7-day retreat. It seemed like an important thing to do. And then about a month before the retreat, I called up the retreat center to tell them that an important thing had come up and I was not able to do the retreat. They took me off the list. And what I didn't tell them, that the important thing that came up was fear. So I chickened out of my first residential retreat. And it's understandable. I think many people find it a very challenging idea, daunting idea, to spend days at a time in silence, days at a time sitting in meditation. And so then about a year later, I sat my first retreat, 7-day retreat. And it was challenging in many ways, but it was also the most rewarding thing I did in my life. It was life-changing in that it really set the direction of my life. And from there, I plunged into much more full-time into a Buddhist practice, maybe partly because I was a young man, I was able to kind of really make it the focus of my life, and eventually went to Asia and practiced in the Zen temples in Japan, and then eventually to Thailand, Nepal, and Burma. Spent a long time on retreat in Burma doing Vipassana practice. And I would say that my opportunity, the times I spent on retreat, helped me to see myself, understand myself, helped me to free myself of much of my suffering, many of the psychological attachments and complexes that I was caught up in my life, and discovered degrees of freedom and compassion that I could have imagined earlier in my life. I came back after many years of practice to this country, and in 1990 I began a doctoral studies in Buddhism at Stanford University, and coincidentally somewhat, at the same time I was asked to lead a small sitting group that was met nearby in Palo Alto. And that group grew over time, and what I learned as a teacher for that group is that one of the roles of a teacher is to have a vision of what's possible, both for a community of practitioners, but also for individuals, how they can grow, how they can develop their practice, when they're ready for deepening their practice in a variety of ways. And that one, and part of that role is to try to figure out how to create the opportunities that people can fulfill that potential they have. So in a small way, for example, at some point I saw that the group was ready for one-day retreats. And so then we started organizing one-day retreats so people can further the practice that way. Then at some point it became clear that people are ready for longer retreats, and so we did 3-day residential retreats. And then we started offering longer retreats. And now we've come to the point where we offer 6-7 retreats a year, anywhere from 3 days to 2 weeks. At some point back in the late 1990s, it became clear to me that in order for our community and individuals in my community to really fulfill their own inner potential for spiritual growth, it would be really helpful if we had our own building, our own center, our own home. And we were lucky enough to be able to buy this building in Redwood City. And what was possible once we bought this building far exceeded my expectations, my vision, in terms of all the different programs we can do, the sense of community that developed, and the way in which people could really mature and grow in many different ways in taking care of the place, but also in the practice opportunities we offered here. And then after being here for several years and developing and becoming a pretty stable, good community, it became clear that the next level of growth for us, the next potential that we can grow into and fulfill, was to have our own residential retreat center. And we spent about 5-6 years searching for a place, fundraising for it. And then in this year, 2011, we finally have a place where that we've purchased, and not so far from here up in the mountains, on 3 acres of land, that has a very large building that has excellent situation for us to remodel and renovate into a beautiful retreat center for about 40 retreatants. I'm very excited by this because it gives us an opportunity to offer retreats throughout the year. I can offer a lot more retreats, which is something I love to do. And Andrea Fellow, my co-teacher here, can be involved. And also it gives us an opportunity to develop a program, a rich program, of insight meditation retreats that where we can invite in some of the best insight meditation teachers from around the country and maybe the world to come and teach for us. And it's a place where we can continue the wonderful Dharma offering of Dharma culture of offering everything for free. It's our view here at IMC that the Dharma flowers most beautifully when it's offered freely, when it's a labor of love for everybody involved. And so we've never charged anything for anything we do here at IMC. Everything is free. And it's been quite a beautiful thing that many people then in return support us, support the community. And so now we are taking the next step to have this retreat center, which also be offered in the same way. All the retreats will be offered for free. There'll be no fee for it. And this is a very exciting, it's somewhat unique here in the United States to have this kind of very special place where everyone's welcome to come and nothing is charged. And we can continue the field of goodwill, of generosity, of gratitude that we have here at IMC. In order to make this possible now, we have to remodel the building, which is going to require a substantial amount of money. And it's my hope and my vision that there's a wide community of people around the world who are inspired to participate, to share with us in our vision, and help offer some of the funds that we need. The teachings that I've given and IMC has given out into the world through Audio Dharma and iTunes has reached many, many people. We've given away my book, The Issue at Hand. It's been mailed to all over the world, all over the country, United States. People have come here to IMC. People have come to our retreats. We've touched many, many people. And it would be quite beautiful and very meaningful to me if a good percentage of those people who've been touched by what happens here at IMC would be inspired by what we're doing in the retreat center and to be able to offer some funds at this point. And even, you know, thousands of people who've been touched, if even a percentage of those offer $20, $50, $100, that would go a long way. I'm very inspired by what many people can do when they band together. If you're at all interested in making a donation to support our next big step of IMC, please visit our website, insightretreatcenter.org website. And there you'll find much more information. You'll find pictures of our new property. You will find ways in which you can make donations and participate. And please check it out. And when the retreat center is up and running, I would love to be able to welcome you on retreats there. Everyone's welcome. And I'm looking forward to all the fortune and blessings that we will have through our new retreat center. Many thanks.
To learn more, visit insightretreatcenter.org. Thank you.